It's time for another dose of digital dissemination, right here, right now, on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
Now again, nasty!
We're talking about the recent Pew Research Center study about the challenges on the Internet of productization, as they put it, commercialization, as I would say it, and government surveillance and the dangers that that presents on the Internet. And I do think that those both are significant dangers. But as with anything else, that those processes in themselves are not dangerous. I think it's beneficial to create products for the Internet. I think it's beneficial to surveil bad guys on the Internet. The thing is how it's done, why it's done, etc. The devil's in the details, right? To coin a phrase. Now, they maintain, and I think when government surveillance or, it's interesting because they talk about government surveillance and then they kind of, in the article, sort of switch gears to not surveillance, but control, where a country will simply clamp down on what's available on the Internet. You know, China's done it a lot. Turkey has done it. As you might expect, Iraq and Iran and some other, North Korea, they don't even know what the Internet is. The only guy that's got Internet is Kim Jong-il. Un. He's not ill anymore. Ill's dead. He's Kim Jong dead. Those are extreme examples, but that's precisely what I'm talking about. You cannot get away. It doesn't matter what you're talking about, whether it's the Internet, whether it's a car, whether it's business. How you do it matters. It isn't the fact that you're doing it. It isn't the fact that government controls Internet access, it's what they're controlling. It isn't that they're surveilling. It's what they're surveilling, who they're surveilling. And in that, unfortunately, is what makes it so difficult, because everybody's got their own ideas. Of course, my idea is you need to do almost none of it. what we do as Americans, unless we're hurting somebody, is just nobody else's business. But I realize that is a very unusual perspective on these things these days. Keep going after the bad guys. You got somebody that's hurting people, doing drugs, whatever. That you go after those guys. But this sort of and it's really a part of our whole culture now, where we, anytime there's any sort of an issue, we just tend to have a reaction to turn to the government. And unfortunately, they respond. I mean, if you do that, they respond. You got to control this. You got to do this. You got to do, okay, we'll do it. And then we end up suffering the effects of that. Two-thirds of the respondents of this particular study said that in the next decade, their ability to access information and interact online will not be significantly hindered compared to today. Apparently, some of them said that their response was more of a hope than a prediction, and I understand that. That there will continue to be certain countries like Egypt, Syria, Pakistan, Turkey, who will go to great lengths to control or even shut down the Internet. Other experts said historic trends are that as a communications medium matures, the control trumps the innovation. This is from a fellow who was part of the study by the name of Paul Jones, a professor at the University of North Carolina.
Carolina.
He said, this time will be different, but not without a struggle. Anytime somebody thinks this time is going to be different, I always go, why is it going to be different? What makes you think it's going to be different? He thinks the struggle is going to come out toward freedom and openness. I hope it is, and I think there's some possibility that it might. But we just have to, as long as we continue in this move of sort of, like I said, hollering at the government anytime something doesn't go our way, exactly the way we want it. We're bringing it down on ourselves. If we can get away from that sort of reaction, then I think there is hope. If we can let people do what they're doing, understand that it's going to be messy. Our tolerance for messy and anything other than complete safety is very low these days. And as long as that continues to be the trend for us as users and citizens, I don't have a lot of hope. But if we can kind of get out of that thing and say, I can deal with the mess. The Internet, my goodness, is there any other way to describe the Internet other than a mess? it's a good mess, I really believe. It mostly is useful, good stuff. But, boy, you do need to pay attention and you do need to be careful. And if you're not capable of doing that, or if you don't want to do that and you'd rather just have the government do that for you, then we're going to have a lot of problems. And I suspect that for many of us, that's where we're at. We don't want to be hassled with it. We want the government to do that for us, and that is the danger. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. For some reason, Steve-O, I was thinking the Weidman-Machida thing was last night. I don't know why. It's tonight.
And the Rousey...
Davis.
Is it Davis?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an interesting fight as well.
Yeah, yeah. Don't know much about Davis. I hear that she's dangerous, though. And I have to be honest with you, I'm kind of rooting for somebody. Not a big fan of Rousey.
She definitely has her skills, but she's just weird, man. Weird and kind of, she's getting a little kind of, not getting, she is weird and doing, really full of herself. And she hasn't been beaten yet, so when that happens and you get all this hype and she's a superstar and it kind of
Well, it's that old
you.
Thing that we always talk about, she's like she's buying her own press releases. When you do your press releases,
acting weird.
you gotta, they're hyperbole big time. But, you produce them, you realize what their purpose is, you don't really personally pretend that it's...
That's true.
That they're really you,
yeah.
Right? I think maybe she kind of thinks that they
well,
are.
Well, and you know what else is is another thing that's... And it's perfectly legitimate. However you have to win, you win. But she's won all her fights by armbar. Everyone has been armbar.
Well...
Which you have to stop that from happening. But to me, it's like, does she have anything else she can do?
Well,
look, somebody?
If you're submitting every single fight by armbar, you build a career on it, right? What'll happen, we've talked about this before, and we mentioned it last night when we were discussing this with Machida and Weidman, is once Chuck Liddell, the perfect example of this, so unorthodox, so unusual, and good. Liddell was good. But once he got beat and people understood, everybody went, oh, that's what he's doing. That's how you deal with that. Then, I don't know, did he... I don't know if he won another fight. Not a top-notch fight after that. And we were talking about Machida and Weidman, and Machida being really good and unorthodox in a lot of ways with the kind of Taekwondo style of things. He's been beat. And I don't know if it's as severe as a Liddell thing where, he's just really at a disadvantage now. I suspect that he's good enough that isn't the case. And maybe it's a situation with Rousey now to shift back to the gals. But she hasn't been beat yet. So, once somebody can figure out how not to get armbarred, maybe that's...
And that's the key, I think. And that could happen
tonight. The key to
victory. That could happen tonight. We'll see.
Well, you know what you do. You fight like this.
You keep your arms tied to your side.
Yeah.
And she'll never armbar
you. The only problem with that is you can't headbutt.
Well, I know. That's true.
Can you headbutt? You can't headbutt, can you?
No.
No. But you can kick. 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. So, yeah, big couple of fights tonight we're looking forward to. Mm-hmm. We talked briefly about the Facebook, as a part of the prior story, Facebook doing what ostensibly were product, was product testing. You know, when you think about what is Facebook's product? Facebook's products are communications, posts from people that either stimulate additional posts or don't. And so what they did is they did their own posts. Now, I suppose they have a certain right to do that. And they have to kind of do it in a secret way, because if you knew, hey, this is a Facebook test, you know, how there wouldn't be that sort of natural response to it by the people that are observing this post. But it still had a really, I think, very creepy element to it, and I don't know how you can get around it. We come back, we'll talk about the details of that right after this.
2.2 trillion listeners galaxy-wide. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's Data Recovery Service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual, and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. IDVault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. IDVault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with IDVault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. IDVault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their IDVault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.